today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is the, what is it, the frosting on top or the cherry on top of the sundae?
Yes, it's the frosting on top of the
sundae. Frosting on top of the cherry on top of the sundae.
Picture that if you can, Mike. Can you picture that?
Oh,
and
that.
Speaking
with,
to that, it's so true.
With food, I can't do it. Wait, let me finish. What food is it? Because I know you're fat, too. Let me say this.
My time is limited, Mike. Please hurry.
Did you protest enough to get suitable remorse from the slackers behind the counter that are so overwhelmed with making sandwiches that they didn't pay attention,
Mike,
to the fact that people are stealing food?
I have what some people like to call empathy. So I don't respond in that manner. I say...
There's no room for empathy in food orders.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So what do you think when your tummy goes south with the acid, what do you think you eat the night before that causes your...
Great question.
Or is it just simply the stress of being Oscar Santana?
Or is your wiring flawed?
No, this is genetic. My father has the same issue. When I was younger, he would always tell me, sit up when you eat or else you're going to have the same problems I have when I get older.
I couldn't get away with that.
Kids...
I can't, because as soon as we turn the mics off, it's off to your hospital bed for lunch.
Yeah. Didn't do it last night, right before bed.
Oh, dear.
Guaranteed fat. Carla came back from her charity do. I'm watching the end of The Highwaymen, and and she was supposed to be home at 9:30, and she got home at like 5 of 9.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, early.
The Highwaymen is rolling out, and I'm like, I love my wife. Don't get me wrong. I love my wife. But when I heard the dog go, announcing Carla's, I'm like, oh. Watching my Highwaymen, you know? I'm watching my Highwaymen on Netflix.
Were you having ham and watching
I was not
Highwaymen?
Having ham. After she was so sweet when she came home because she did a little thing with our babysitter, went out to the charity do, and then said, can I get you anything? I said, could you get me that treat you made? The Kirkland pretzels, the thin pretzels they have in the big giant bag, and the Kirkland Nutella.
Yes, which, by the way, has got an excellent price point, and I think it's identical.
It's identical. And spectacular snack.
Yeah, on a pretzel, Mike.
Is that healthy?
Pump up the fat.
It is.
Pump up the fat.
It is a very healthy snack. Because the body requires sodium, and that's on the pretzel. And the
body requires sugar.
And the Nutella is based in hazelnuts, which is a good source of protein.
I hadn't had Nutella until I joined the show, because you guys, I think we were at Mike's house, and you were shocked that I never had it, and Mike had it.
Well, we call it Nutella, but Kirkland stole it and called it what? What do they call it?
Hazelnut spread.
Do you have it in your house?
Why do you even ask? Of course I do.
Okay, you do. So
it's great on vanilla ice cream, also from Kirkland.
Is it really?
Oh, my God.
But isn't it like peanut butter?
No.
It in the fact that it's got a nut base as far as that's concerned, but it's primarily like a chocolate spread.
Like our president, it has a nut base.
It has a nut base. So getting back to your tummy, so what I'm saying is I was in a semi-reclined position enjoying that confection.
Yes.
Right before bed.
So
dipping the rods into the Nutella in the jar?
No, not rods, the thin pretzels.
Oh, the little guys. Yeah okay.
So. And then they break up and the little shards are in there and then you can stir it up with a spoon.
Diet does affect it, but whether I had a clean diet or a what someone would call a spicier diet.
Do you have anything that is a noticeable trigger?
If I eat pepperoni, if I eat pizza, anything that's fun.
Pizza's the worst.
Pizza's
the all-time worst.
It is.
Fries, ketchup will destroy me.
Tomato base,
Probably a big reason why I'm not 500 pounds is because I just can't eat half the stuff because it's too painful.
All right, and pizza would be horrible.
And I love pizza. I love
pizza.
I can have pizza midday.
Fried food, horrible.
Yes.
Right.
Now, it's gotten worse as I've gotten older with some other stomach
problems.
Everything
does.
But what I don't account for is a new find, a new diamond in the rough. or maybe rediscovering an ex-girlfriend that can keep her secrets, right? And this ex-girlfriend is...
Did you put that Nexium in your brain? Because you're not making sense.
At all. You know, I know you haven't had an ex-girlfriend, so you don't understand what I'm talking about. So, yes. My ex-girlfriend is Wawa. I used to go to Wawa on a regular basis.
Carla's favorite. She loves Wawa.
Oh, speaking of wives and girlfriends.
And future ex-wives.
My wife. That in? My wife. And
Shannon?
My dog.
Yes. Hi, Shannon.
You can come over here, Peach. You can say hi to Mike. You're allowed.
You're allowed.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm good. Nice to see you, too. How's your lovely wife?
She is wonderful, and we look forward. Hopefully, we can see you guys when we come through in May. So come to Jimmy's. I'm inviting you. Come to Jimmy's with your husband.
Oh, good. Please. Okay. What date?
It's going to be May. My daughter graduates in the morning, and Katie, girl, you know, from the show, she's having her wedding party at Jimmy's.
A reception, yes.
Yeah, so we hope we see you there.
Great.
Be nice.
May 20th? Invited.
So I'm not sure when it is. I know.
The
Oscar will get
Tell
back
the
to
world.
You.
Come to Jimmy's. Yeah. Bye, Mike.
Bye, Shannon. Good to see you.
What am I, chopped liver? Thanks, buddy.
Buddy.
Wow. She didn't say hello to you?
Not a word.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So Wawa is your former mistress.
Yes. And
all right, I get it.
I used to see her when I'd go to Dewey Beach. I used to see her on my way to... when I dated that girl from Crofton, Maryland, because there was Wawa out there. Anytime I'd see her, I'd be like, oh, this is great. I would get a big sub,
sure,
chips.
Great.
They carry lines of chips that you don't have all over the place. They're
very
good.
By the way,
I
have to
that.
Say the inappropriate joke. And by the way, I'm saying this and saying it's an inappropriate joke.
Okay.
And I don't encourage anybody to tell it. But
right.
When I was doing The Miracle Worker all the way back in college, and we were talking about Helen Keller, which is the Miracle Worker play, is the story of Helen Keller. And we said, get all your Helen Keller jokes out of the way as soon as you can. And somebody said, what's Helen Keller's favorite convenience store? And the answer was, Wawa.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's a big win.
There's a scene in the play where she asks for Wawa.
There's a lot of people listening right now that are laughing. We can't laugh publicly because it's just inappropriate.
Right. We're not going to
privately.
We say that, Mike, as a public service.
Right.
Don't tell this joke.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I probably have known about Wawa for the past year coming to the Georgetown, Washington, D.C. greater area.
If you're a Wawa fan, you're excited about
this.
Yes, of course.
And it's not your traditional Wawa. There are no gas pumps outside. It is a corner store. It is a classy Wawa.
Oh, it's a boutique.
Ooh.
Boutique Wawa.
I love that. I love the idea. Back in the day, we had Cumberland Farms up in Connecticut, where I grew up. The whole gas thing was later in the game.
Yeah.
I remember when these stores were 7-Elevens were standalone without gas stations.
And Mike, do you remember, did you live in D.C. back in the era when we had Heinz? Heinz Dairy
Heinz?
Stores, yes.
I remember Heinz Dairy Store. Nothing even, Heinz was a crappy one.
Hey,
why they went out of business, right?
Heinz had great ice cream.
You know how
trashy?
Mm. You liked Heinz.
You.
Oh, there you go.
So, that is way, way
Heinz
harsh.
Is not trashy. As a matter of fact, the problem with Heinz.
Oh, Rob, come on. It was down. No. We had one down in Annapolis. It was the cheese dick
problem with
of convenience stores.
The
really.
Problem with Heinz is that it was
dirty.
Too,
it was
it
nasty.
It was too classy. And it's sort of.
Do you really? Are you? Come on. Are we having a legitimate discussion about Heinz was
just,
like
just
a dollar short, right? Wasn't it always?
Well, no. You know why every Heinz should remain open always? Cherry vanilla ice cream. The best.
And it was a Heinz brand?
It was. They made their own. Yes. Yeah. Gone. Gone. Gone.
Okay. Very good.
And Oscar, I'm sorry,
that's
but
all
you,
right.
You know what? You came
I
at
touched,
me.
I touched a nerve.
You did. Yeah. There was an exposed dental nerve that I did not expect.
But the Wawa was Carla just is in love with the Wawa because of the way they make their Sammies.
The digital ordering, right?
The digital ordering.
And just the food. Is a big deal for Wawa down
you know who
here.
Has
you know
tried,
what?
I know. You know has tried to glom onto the system and has failed. Sheetz. We have
Sheetz
in Leesburg.
Sheetz is as good. I would say one and one.
I would
Sheetz
say
is
if you
another
go
one that raises
to sandwich,
the bar for food.
If you go sandwich to sandwich, though, Wawa wins every time.
Now,
every
let me ask
time.
You this. This is what we got down in Florida. Would you like to know the brand you'll never get? If they're the same as they were in Manassas, you will never dream of the high-end stores with gas stations and food that they're putting in down in Florida. And it's big all over the state.
What is it?
Racetrack.
Oh, man.
TRAC.
I have
Racetrack, like the one where you paid cash only in Manassas.
I've heard of Racetrack. It's got like a NASCAR feel to it.
Yes.
I've just seen them online because I've heard the lore of a Racetrack.
Yeah. Racetrack is a big thing. It's not a Wawa, though. Wawa still the gold standard.
Okay, so let's talk turkey here, right? And I'm not talking about the turkey BMT. I'm talking about just the general value proposition for a Wawa.
Okay.
You mentioned it earlier. You've got sandwiches galore, and they make them quick. You don't have to interact with anybody. You can just start pushing buttons.
Yep. Beautiful.
You order, and they said, it doesn't take about maybe 3 to 5 minutes tops.
Yep. Yeah, love the touchscreen.
I'm going to go around the Hers chip aisle. Oh, they've got some Doritos. Maybe I want the spicy Doritos today. I don't know what I'm feeling.
You know what they say, Mike?
Crazy. Cool
make,
Ranch.
Make Hers yours. That's their motto.
Okay, you are wound up today.
It's an early day.
You couldn't get that over him quick enough. My God in heaven. All right.
I got to say, the Hers salt and vinegar chips, I think they're underrated. Not enough people talk about them.
Let's talk about them.
They're fantastic. I pick up a bag of those. I pick up a bag of Doritos. I call my wife and say, would you like anything from Wawa? She says no because she eats bird seeds for dinner. And I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and put this order in.
Time to drink.
No, I have enough sodas at home that I'm going to save those dollars.
What was your sandwich that went along with
it? I got a double meat Italian. It's roughly 8:30 p.m. I walked home. I earned it.
It's an acid bomb.
Why
that's
not?
An acid bomb sandwich.
It's dinner time, Mike, and that
but
sandwich.
But it's an acid.
My...
The reason you're on Nexium today is because you ate that.
Yes.
If you ate turkey,
probably true.
If you ate turkey with a little mayo, a little salt and pepper, you'd be
any
right.
Oil and vinegar on it?
Everything. I wanted to treat myself. Jalapenos. Okay. Got everything.
Do you know you're going to suffer the next day when you do that?
I do, Mike, but just like, a guy at a strip club with a couple hundreds, you just don't know how to say no. You know, it's right in front of
me. No, I understand that. Yeah. I mean, I eat food. I haven't had shellfish since, it's subconscious, but I haven't had since I realized that was a primary trigger for migraine. I haven't had a migraine and I haven't had shellfish. I haven't had shrimp. I haven't touched it.
And you know what? We're not even touching on the fact that he's eating salt and vinegar chips, which is pure acid as well.
The chips are acid and the sandwich. If you said to me, what is a cold cut sandwich that will cause acid indigestion? I would say it would be the Italian sub
all of these
because of the meats.
As Ethan likes to say, facts. They're facts,
okay.
Right?
I get it. All right, so that's why you're sick.
So, but I'm not sick.
Sick.
At the time.
Sick at your stomach.
That's probably true.
Did you say sick at your stomach?
I've said that. You know what he has, Mike? He's got a sour stomach.
Sour stomach.
Oh, I hate that term.
I do too.
Gross.
Sour stomach. Gross. I wish we had sounds for that.
Yeah.
You should put a soundboard together this weekend that simply has
gross.
Like stomach sounds. Like growling stomach. Sour stomach. Let me see if I can do my impression of a sour stomach. All right, here we go. All right. Here we go. Listen up.
Oh.
Sour stomach.
So I had a brief conversation with Drab yesterday about Wawa. And I was like, dude, I think that's my go-to because this is two for two. Because I went to Wawa the night before at 11:30 because I opened up my fridge and I stomped to Wawa to get a snack because I was tired of just eating no good food. We talk about this. So
did you tape your other show last night?
No, yesterday after, midday.
Okay.
So I was hankering for another sandwich. That I forewent a dinner with my business partner. I said, I'm walking to Wawa. If you want one of those, we can go together. Otherwise, I'm going home. And I picked that up and I order. But I'd never been to a Wawa in the city at the apex of douchebag frat boys coming through to get their subs.
From Georgetown.
Yes. And then business people finishing up business and going through and get something for the road. Right?
I want you to go light on the oregano, please.
So it's a different clientele than you get on the
Super Slab. Roughly 20 people in the store ordering sandwiches.
Oh, that's no fun.
So at this time, I'm like, all right, it doesn't matter. They're going by the number system. I got my number. So I'm standing there. 10 minutes goes by. I break into my Doritos. I start eating those. I'm like, well, this is taking a little longer than I thought. 20 minutes goes by and I walk up. And I said, I haven't heard my number called, but I know you. I've never seen 20 people in this queue. And this is where you really are not expecting any type of interference is when they have the mobile order pickup. So people, douchebags, are rolling through on their little Razor scooters, picking up the food, and then rolling out.
Oh man, I wouldn't wait 5 minutes, much less 20.
I'm pot committed at this time. Like I got right. double meat coming my way. Yeah, like yeah. I've paid. Done yeah. deal.
All right.
I walk up. I'm like, and a lady from the back. She's like, oh, that was picked up 20 minutes ago.
Somebody bogarted your sandwich.
Somebody stole my sandwich.
Oh my God.
But in that situation, who has paid? Have you already paid for the sandwich?
I've already paid.
Oh.
So.
Daggers.
This is where a regular, like, respectful person that loves themselves and cares about their time says, time to walk away. That's a sunk cost.
Right.
Moving on. But no, because I'm a glutton for punishment, I engage. And I say.
They owe you a sandwich.
Yes.
With
and an apology.
Because one of the things. Hold on. I know enough about Wawa that when you do your little finger dance on the screen, you get they poop out a receipt for you.
My number was 580.
And you had it in your hand.
My hand.
So somebody picked up your sandwich that was supposed to be yours.
And my side of mac and cheese. Let's not forget that.
They took your whole dinner order, so somebody scammed them.
Yes.
Probably the eighth or ninth time they've done it.
You know, mac and cheese is really not a great pairing with an Italian sub.
Oh, my God. I swear to you. I wonder why he's like mainlining the Nexium today, for Christ's sake, if he's eating that.
Surprised he's alive.
Oh, God. An Italian sub and mac and cheese. Man, what a health nut. Really, he's going to be the one of all the three. You know, we're all the ones that are. They say we're going to collapse.
Yeah.
He'll have the blocked,
artery,
aorta.
It's over
at a certain point.
And a large balsamic vinegar to drink.
We found him with a bag of salt and vinegar chips.
Did you protest enough to get suitable remorse from the slackers behind the counter that are so overwhelmed with making sandwiches that they didn't pay attention,
Mike,
to the fact that people are stealing food?
I have what some people like to call empathy. So I don't respond in that manner. I say,
there's no room for empathy in food ordering. None. I have plenty of it, but I don't have it when it comes to my meal.
No. The game of survival.
I said, look, I'm trying to be as patient. And you should also know this. I hadn't had lunch that day. I had one slice of pizza during the day. So I was starving.
So you're a little hangry.
I was starving.
Oh, so you laid the groundwork for the heartburn at noon.
Yes.
When you had pizza.
What did you do?
I said, I'm trying to be as patient as possible about this. I haven't had lunch. So is it possible we can just like do this now and I don't have to wait until you get through the 10 other people that are in line?
By the way, you know why this happened to him, Rob?
Why?
Same reason he doesn't get into the studio on time.
He can't be made to wait. Yes, he was off shopping chips.
He has to be
chips.
Occupied. He can't sit there. What would you and I do? Okay, in this, I know exactly what you and I do. We would order our sandwich, and we would stare
at the number
at
thing.
The counter at the number and at the counter. We would actually probably quite early on pick up on who was making our sandwich by identifying the ingredients.
That is so
and then
dead
we would
on.
See it, and then we would follow it right from that person's hand to the counter, and we would take it. But Johnny can't have any moment that's not occupied doing something.
This is my fault.
Be around. So because you're around looking at the chips, looking at the other
Even
stuff,
today,
looking outside,
before the show,
looking at
Oscar,
the cars.
I know you're sick, but you made us wait got here.
True.
You made us wait before you got here, and then you came in and said, I'll be right back, and you weren't right back, and we were starting the show when you came in, because you have to constantly...
I'm a doer.
Oscar cannot sit and wait
for
a show to start.
He cannot do it.
It's not in his DNA.
What does that have to do with my sandwich?
This has identified the reason you're late. You have to have...
Stimuli.
You have to be doing... You can't just sit and wait. Like Don and I, when we used to drive around the block.
Yep.
Driving wouldn't count it for it. So the reason you didn't see your sandwich.
What does that have to do with a sandwich?
Because you didn't see your sandwich because you weren't concentrating.
I was shopping for other food.
There you go. Because you had to have something else to do as opposed to getting all
your
food.
What you should have been doing.
That's why you got it stolen.
Mike said it's right. You got to be sitting there. You got to be looking at the numbers. You got to be counting down the numbers. You got to know how many sandwich artists are preceding you. You got to know who is making your sandwich.
Called.
But they put the sandwich down.
On the counter.
Yeah, and you should have known
they
that.
They put like 20 sandwiches down.
Your number was probably called. You just didn't hear it while you were over in the other corner. Because
It's
you don't
not
like,
that big.
Waiting for scissors.
Scissors.
Looking at scissors or cloth or whatever the hell they have. They sell in there. I don't know.
No, they
air
sell
fresheners.
Snacks. Snacks.
Frick knows. I don't know. Yeah, start
8 different flavors of Freezies.
Yes. So how did they make it right? I want closure to this story.
What ends up happening is... I don't get the response I thought I would get back by being nice.
So they don't care.
They don't care. And so then they go, are you sure you made that sandwich? And then he's like, I'm sure I made that sandwich. And then he's like,
hey. The person back there says
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and Mark said, and then the guy goes to Mark. He goes, hey, Mark, did you know we made that sandwich? And so then it becomes.
Who's Mark?
I guess their manager in the way back. There's three people.
Was Mark identified before he jumped right in
no,
with
he's
Mark?
Telling. Now this story sounds like Pulp Fiction. There's three, because characters there's, are coming
there's
in
three
that we
people.
Don't know.
I just remember the name Mark because he kept on yelling to Mark because he had to justify the making of the sandwich.
At this point, you're speaking with the manager.
At this point, I'm speaking to someone that's yelling back to the manager, Mark. That's what's happening.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And
Mark Wawa.
You know what should have happened? They said, what? Sorry, sir, we'll make this right away. Boom, done.
Yeah, of course.
Didn't happen. They had to get clearance from the manager down there.
From Mark.
To make the sandwich again.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So he comes over. He's like, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm going to take your order. Was it regular bread or toasted bread? He starts toasting bread for me. So I'm on one-on-one with the guy. Like what you guys just said. I'm one-on-one with him.
All right. We're so now you're engaged.
Yeah, I'm engaged.
You've right. got like concierge level
and he says,
sandwich artist.
And he says, hold on a second. And I'm like, okay. He walks away. Like I just went to get some Nexium. He does not come back. And then the lady, because they are, if you can picture this, there are two sandwich stations, two substations.
I'm picturing it.
All right.
Step this way, 580.
The lady on the left.
I'm having trouble. Hold on. Let me see if I can picture it.
Thank you.
Okay. I picture it.
Now you got
the lady
it.
On the left says, where'd Mark go? I said, I don't know. He toasted my bread, but he left. He said he was coming right back.
And he didn't?
Yeah. And I said, I'm starving, miss. Please, something. Like, I don't care what you have back there. Just make something.
Please,
I'm okay.
Sir, may I have some more?
So they totally, it's brand new.
It
and
takes
they totally
another
don't have their
15 minutes to get me my sandwich.
Oh, so you're in there for an hour now.
It was terrible. Terrible. And this is the what is it? The frosting on top or the cherry on top of the sundae?
Yes, it's the frosting on top of the sundae.
Yes, the frosting on top of the cherry on top of the sundae.
Picture that if you can, Mike. Can you picture that?
Hold on.
What is the saying?
Frosting, cherry, sundae.
It would be the frosting on the cake or the cherry on the sundae.
I'm the worst.
That's right.
Okay. So this is the cherry on the sundae. I get home.
Yes.
And I'm about to get into the sandwich. I'm going to destroy it. I want private time. I don't care if the dog's staring at me. I'm fine.
Right.
And my wife comes. She goes, you didn't tell me you were going to get a sub. I said, well, I called you from Wawa and said, do you want me to bring you something? She goes, I thought you were just getting chips. She goes, can I have half of that?
Oh, no!
And like a rube, I did. Just a beaten man. I said, enjoy.
Oh, my God.
It's double meat. It's
messy. Get your act together, Wawa, for the love of God.
And F you, Mark, you stupid dick.
Hold on, let me picture. I want to picture Shannon eating her sandwich.
Okay.
And then having a sundae with frosting on it.
That's the last straw on the cake.
Thank you, fellas.
There we go. Start the show, please. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I feel bad. It's such a big event. I'm a little hungover. Isn't that amazing? You know, we still can't prevent a hangover. We have all this medical research. I've tried the water. I've tried the pills. Nothing works. We can prevent children. Right? We can't prevent a hangover, you know? At least some people want kids. I've never woken up like, ooh, I am really hungover. But you know what? I think I want to keep it. Yeah, I got to cut back on the sauce, man. I blacked out last week. That's embarrassing. I'm too old for that. I told my roommate, he's like, oh, you blacked out? Ugh. That means you forgot to brush your teeth last night. I was like, wow, that is the least of my worries. I'm more concerned with the lipstick I'm wearing. Why sent my mom a dick pic? She was like, family plan. These hangovers, you know, people always talk about how honest you are when you're drunk. You hear that a lot. Get that guy drunk, he'll tell anything. I feel like I'm way more honest when I'm hungover. When I'm drunk, I can lie all day. All right, cops, like, you've been drinking? I'm like, no way. When I'm hungover, that's when I'm honest. My life's in shambles. I have nothing to live for, yeah? Yeah, your friend's like, you want to get brunch? You're like, I've never liked you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Who's that comedian?
Just his name is Mark Normand.
That'll be a good bit if he rewrites it. We are live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital. Maybe he really does black out a lot.
Could be.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you with us for our new listeners. Hello, hello, hello. For the old listeners, you keep it going. I mean the old listeners.
Yes.
People have been with us for a good long time. We love you. From Columbia, Maryland, Keystone, Colorado, from Faraday, Louisiana, to Stockton, California, from Basildon, Georgia, to Phuket, Thailand. Keep sending us your cities. We'll have new ones for you on Monday. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. Bonus show. I said it.
Yep.
Bonus show.
Bonus.
Okay?
Bonus.
I'll say it again. Bonus show. We recorded one yesterday. It was great. It was great.
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 Great. Great. Great. Will you hear it? Will you hear talk of emergency hams or Israeli postal fraud or the personality of chocolate or Mambo number 5? You will not unless you subscribe, dingbat. Subscribe now. It's the perfect use for your dormant computer that will allow you to listen to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, which is what smart, classy people do. Classy! The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is a magical sixth episode of TMOS that you can grab every week if you just have the wisdom to do so. And if you don't subscribe, you're a lousy, detestable dick. Remember, the future of our show depends on it, so please buy our thing. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, you'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping us more than you know. So buy it, try it, and you can thank us later. Isn't that right, Oscar?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Rob Spiewak wrote this last night. A week of brand new ones.
He
writes them every
day.
Oh,
my God. Boom, bam. Boom, bam.
Loves writing the dirty words for me to say.
I do love that.
That's always a big time fun.
Yes.
So, welcome to the Friday edition of the Mike O'Mara Show. I'd like to thank, I don't know how it happened, refresh my memory, whoever let us know that Highwaymen was this cool show on Netflix.
I think it came from Matt Bloom.
We had a call that mentioned it, and I seconded it, because it is a great movie.
Pony, I think Pony's got an amazing track record as far as recos for a television
show. And as an employee.
Here's the cool thing about it. Okay. And for when I was a little kid, Bonnie and Clyde came out with Warren Beatty and also Faye Dunaway.
Yes.
And
Gene Hackman. Was,
oh, I thought you were talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce.
It was one of the movies that my older cousins all got to go see in the theater, and I didn't get to go see because I was too little.
Yep.
So it was that one and The Exorcist that I remember. I don't know the year. If you told me the year, I'd be able to give you clarity on the original Bonnie and Clyde.
I think 69 or 70? I'll get you a year on it.
Maybe something like that. I'm 10, 9, 10. That's
what's
right
the
at
premise?
That primary age. Bonnie and Clyde, the outlaws, the boyfriend-girlfriend outlaws that terrorized the Midwest. And in the original movie, that's run a million. Have you ever seen it on TV?
No.
Oh, it's great.
I have not.
You've never seen the original Bonnie and Clyde?
Oh, good.
You have to see it. It's amazing.
Is it really, in color or black and white?
It's color.
Okay.
Then it's color, and it's a young Gene Hackman, a young Warren Beatty, a young Faye Dunaway.
It's the first movie for Gene Wilder.
It's the first movie that he was ever in.
Yep.
He's got a cameo in that.
How long was Gene Wilder a superstar? Just quick sidebar. Like 10 years?
1967, Mike. I
67? So I'm like 8.
Yeah, you should not have seen it at age 8.
7 or something like that. So of course I didn't get to go see it. It was fantastic, but it is the story of Bonnie and Clyde from Bonnie and Clyde's perspective, and they Hollywood eyes Bonnie and Clyde and glamorize it.
And make them the heroes, sort of.
And the story of the Highwaymen is the complete opposite, where they profile the people that were hunting them down.
And as a matter of fact, one of the driving forces behind the fact they needed to get Bonnie and Clyde is that they had become national media darlings. People loved the fact, because we were in the middle of we were in the middle of a depression, and they're the people that are out there robbing banks and getting it done and making their way, you know, against the rules.
Celebrity outlaws.
Yeah, they were celebrity outlaws. Mm.
Pony, did you see the original Bonnie and Clyde?
I did not see the original, but I did remember you telling the story about when you were a kid and you snuck into the theater or something and you saw the ending of the original Bonnie and Clyde, and it freaked you out. I remember you talking about that one time.
I think you snuck in for another movie. I don't think it was
Serpico.
That.
I think that was Serpico, Porky's.
Yeah.
We saw somebody get shot up.
Yeah, but no, I think you'll back me up. To our listenership, if you've not seen the original Bonnie and Clyde, I would call it a must view. It's a great film.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's probably not Cool Hand Luke iconic, where a lot more film classes have seen Cool Hand Luke.
Right.
But as far as an old movie.
And great storytelling.
To see on
yeah.
cable, if you want to go see an old movie, it holds up, I think. I think Bonnie and Clyde holds
I have up, it. I have it on DVD. I watched it within the year, and I still had a great time with it.
It's a good movie to watch, but it's funny because at the end of The Highwaymen, where it's the story of the people that pursue them, they talk about how incredibly popular Bonnie and Clyde were. But the perspective of it is completely different, and after all these years, you know, a 1934, I think, when they got killed
that's right.
by law, I was thinking, I wonder what the real story is. I wonder what
that's a great question.
You know, were they as sweet and nice, or were they, as portrayed in The Highwaymen, much more? Actually, you don't spend a lot of time thinking about Bonnie and Clyde other than those are the people that they're pursuing. Yeah. You don't see Bonnie and Clyde really a lot in this movie, but they are portrayed as much more cold-hearted, and I'm just curious as to, I always thought Bonnie and Clyde would only be shooting if they got shot at. That's what I thought. You know, I didn't think they were cold-blooded.
From what I know in the back of my head is that Bonnie was not nearly as pretty as Faye Dunaway was in the movie, but then
there
would
pictures,
be.
There are pictures of both of them, and yeah, she's not nearly as pretty as Faye Dunaway, but she's not unattractive. She's petite.
Yes.
And she, you know, she looked like she wasn't unattractive either.
And that Clyde,
Adrian with a wig on,
yeah,
not that bad either. Not like the girl, not like Gypsy Rose.
Okay, somewhere in the middle, somewhere in the middle.
But petite, you said. That's what I thought.
And that Clyde was a very mentally unstable, confused individual,
kind of a rednecky guy.
Yeah.
You know, that was out there. But it's really I see the transition now between with guys that are. From my era growing up, like the Woody Harrelsons
yes.
and the Kevin Costners, and you see them making these great transitions into the old, when Clint Eastwood was at his old man, you know, getting into his old manness, but playing tough guys. And I looked at Kevin Costner and said, Kevin Costner, Pony, I don't know if you agree, Kevin Costner can play that kind of role for the next 10 to 15 years,
oh,
don't
absolutely.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, he's yeah. made for it. It's
he's
amazing.
Made for
also,
this, like, Western, you know, wizened kind of, I mean, grizzled is the word I want to use.
It's fascinating. You even mentioned this, Mike, because for Pony and I, at least, this is the first time that we're seeing actors that we remember that were young actors.
Yeah, I think of Natural Born Killers.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson,
and
you
to
know.
To see them
or
age.
Cheers back in the day.
Yeah. As know. We're aging, and then the first person I think about right now is Brad Pitt and Leonardo
yeah,
DiCaprio.
Brad Pitt getting
when they're getting a little older,
yeah.
where you're like, are those crow's feet?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that guy, I mean, he didn't have that in Titanic because he was 20, right? So,
it's so, I don't know how to describe perspective.
I like seeing men age.
The thing about perspective when you get older like me, you're looking at and it's just, you watched, you know, it's strange. It just feels weird. And I'm looking at Kevin Costner, and because he's a movie star, I said, oh my God, he's so old.
Well, you know, I can
he's still
so
hot,
old, but he
though.
Is. He
still
is
hot.
Old. He's,
well, a great example. Yeah. A great example of it.
Thank you.
When we used to do our movie screenings back in the day, and Charlie Stossel would and show us a film, none of us knew what to expect when he showed us Pulp Fiction. We walked into it very blindly. And then when the name John Travolta came up on screen, we laughed.
Yes.
Because it was right before he was about to enter the second era of his career. And it's funny to think back now. He's done so much since then.
Yeah.
But he was a punchline. And we've watched him age. And it's
well,
funny.
Well, speaking of Gene Hackman, you
surreal.
Will see.
It is
I see. First of all, I never, 20 years ago, if you told me that I'd be like the biggest Woody Harrelson fan in the world, I would have laughed you in your face.
You were
no
not.
Way.
You
I don't
were,
like the,
Mike, you were an anti-fan.
I was an anti-Woody
actively.
Harrelson. Now if Woody Harrelson's in a movie, I'll see it because Woody Harrelson is in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just another great example. And it's another great
Gene
pick.
Hackman's
Pony,
retired, right?
Oh, he won't do anything
He's totally retired now. And I think he's,
I don't understand.
80s. He's in his 80s.
I don't understand.
Pony, I thought, pretty amazing film, don't you think?
Oh,
not amazing, but solid, right?
It was for just a free Netflix, I mean, not free, but for a Netflix movie that you didn't have to go see in theaters, I thought it was
It felt like a big screen movie to me.
Oh,
it felt
like a big screen movie. I mean, really, nothing small budget about it. So it's the Highwaymen. There you go.
There's
the
Taylor. Boom,
by the way, shouldn't we start getting these people on when we talk about fantastic films?
Don't we have a friend at Netflix or that has Netflix, you said?
Yeah, we know a lot of people who have Netflix. So I'm going to mention that.
And Hulu?
Yes.
Once again, I got to remind you. Hey, Hulu, try to be more Netflix-like, okay?
Yeah, Hulu.
Make it so we can navigate your thing.
Navigate your thing. We'll take a break, and we'll come back and talk about Mick Jagger. Just play this. Mick Jagger.
Oh, Mick.
Oh, no.
No, I'll find the story. Find out the story about Mick Jagger. He had heart surgery. We'll take a break and come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Meara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Thank you very much and welcome back to The Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Here's some powerful news from Cornerstone First Financial. The economy is softening, and because of that, interest rates are down, down, down. They're the lowest they've been in a full year, and chances are there will be no interest rate hikes this year thanks to inflationary pressure not materializing. Rates are back around 4%, and with the spring home market in full swing, it's time to act now.
Len?
Now.
Thank you.
Whether you are buying, refinancing, or consolidating debt, Cornerstone guarantees you the lowest rate. Work with the friends of TMOS and save some dough. Now licensed in California, along with Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Georgia, Florida, Colorado, and a proud sponsor of Political Persuasions, our inaugural sponsorship, which is more reason for you to jump over and listen to another fantastic episode of Political Persuasions. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. And we thank you. Yes, Rolling Stone, Mick Jagger is resting after successful heart surgery. So, he did have heart surgery, which is fascinating.
They said it went well.
A valve.
Yeah, he looks. Valve. I mean, man, you know, for years it's been so easy to make fun of Keith, but Mick's face looks like a Sharpay now.
Let me give you the story.
Please.
Rolling Stone frontman Mick Jagger was reportedly resting Thursday after earlier undergoing surgery in New York City to replace a valve in his heart. The 75-year-old Satisfaction singer was in great health and could be released from the hospital within the week. That's according to Billboard, citing some sources. Jagger underwent a transcatheter aortic valve replacement.
Oh, yeah!
So that means transcatheter, what they go through is pee-pee.
Yes. They entered that way.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on this podcast. sources told
many
Billboard.
Lives were lost.
All right, let me see. Doctors also inserted a stent to prop open at least one of the singer's arteries. That's according to the New York Post. The minimally invasive procedure allowed Jagger to avoid major surgery. So I guess they didn't have to cut him open, split him open like a haddock.
They go through the belly button.
His recovery time is expected to be 4 or 5 days, so that's nothing.
Yeah.
So the artery can heal without any bleeding issues, according to Billboard. The father of eight. It's just funny, the father of eight.
And remember, remember his son was on the Bobby Cannavale show.
Ah,
that's right. Remember
what's his name?
Oh God,
looks just like him.
Yeah,
Bobby Cannavale.
No, the son who played Mick.
Well, a guy like Mick,
he was a young
rock singer. Yeah.
The surgery follows an announcement last week that the band was postponing the upcoming U.S.-Canada concert dates of their No Filter tour, No Stent tour. They were expected to make up the shows and ask fans to hold on to their tickets. Meanwhile, organizers of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival announced Fleetwood Mac, more 70-year-old rockers, will replace the Rolling Stones to close the main stage on May 6th. The question
Get there early, Mike, because those handicap spots are going to fill up quick.
Mick 75, what are we going to do after we get the Fleetwood Macs and the Billy Joels and the Elton Johns and the... What happens when they go away?
That's different than the aging we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, it is.
Now we wonder if they should continue to do what they're doing.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Right?
Little different.
I remember
James Jagger was his name.
James Jagger. What a great name.
Yeah.
They have been saying that about the Rolling Stones for 30 years.
He's exactly right. I first saw them on the Steel Wheels tour, 1989. They said there's no way they should still be doing this.
Mike, have you ever been to I saw this trend, I think, on 2020, maybe what, like 2 years ago, mm-hmm. where they have like this genetic cocktail that helps men live longer and live healthier.
It's called laughter, Mike.
Do you believe?
Laughter is the best medicine.
It's a cocktail of HGH and it's hormone therapy.
Isn't it like cryogenics or something like that?
Something like that.
You got dead babies in it?
The frozen
it's super expensive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's got to be something that these celebrities know that we don't know, that we just can't afford, that we're not offered.
Can I tell you seriously, and this does not bode well for Mr. Spiewak and Mr. O'Meara, but yes. when you look at Mick Jagger and you look at Steven Tyler and you look at Tommy Lee and you look at they have 12-inch waists. They are
not
literally
an ounce of
waif.
Fat. Not an
they
ounce
are
of waif fat.
They're not going to
and
Wawa.
They're not going to Wawa and getting or maybe are they? Because I think when you talk about the lifestyles, when you look at a Keith Richards and you look at the lifestyle, he didn't deprive, but it was probably just cocaine, heroin, and booze.
And who's dead, Mike? Yeah. Dr. John.
No, but what do we do? What is our addiction?
Same
addiction is food.
Food, yeah, and blow.
And it's an addiction I haven't corrected in my entire life on this planet. I've given up for a year. I've given up booze.
Yes, we were here.
I've given
that.
Up cigarettes and never looked back. I don't have a problem with it. I can go out and have a cigarette tomorrow and then go another 8-9 months and not have it. I'm not addicted
and
to that.
And speaking to that, it's so true.
With food, I can't do it. Wait, let me finish. What food is, because I know you're fat too. Let me say this.
My time is limited, Mike. Please hurry.
It's the addiction I wish I could kick more than any other because I feel bad every day, but I don't stop. And so, you know, I think that addiction is the one that that grabs you. And that's why you have Mick and Steven Tyler. I think that the, you know, carrying around those lighter pounds, you know, that's why they last as long. But obviously it didn't help his ticker.
No, who knows
what caused that.
That could be genetic. The thing about being fat is even in the times in those rare.
I hate that you're fat, by the way, and you probably hate that I'm fat.
I do.
I hate that you talk that we always
I
talk about.
You guys are
I
fat.
Hate that we all get excited about the same
Relatable.
Things all the time. It's the part of me I want to be thin,
but
I
it
really
helps
do,
me.
But
to,
I don't have the will.
It
I don't
helps
have the will
me to understand.
It's not in.
It helps.
It's not that great.
No, Pony. No, that's the least of your worries. You've got a host of doctors on hold for you. It helps me to understand what a true addiction is because even when I lose a lot of weight and I've done it a lot of times and I'm looking and feeling better, I'm still thinking about food. Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Constantly. Constantly. I think that you battle it a little bit, Oscar, but you don't.
And he's winning the battle.
I think my ailments.
But you don't. You talk about it might be a reflux that doesn't make you eat. I think you don't obsess about it.
No,
I don't think you obsess about it nearly
like
food, Rob and I do.
I think when. I love when people are foodies and they can cook and they can create something. It's actually something I really envy where I'm like, how do you know how to do all of this?
Right.
But the majority of those people, like they don't live healthy lives. So I'm almost in my eyes, if I knew how to do all of that, I think that I would live an unhealthy life because you know how great something can actually be.
Well, you also have to realize there is the genetic component to it where I do know I've worked with Daryl Nichols, our old engineer at WJFK, comes to mind as a guy that would have a 12-inch chicken parmesan sub every day. He would eat anything he wanted at all time. He was never fat. He never gained an ounce of weight. He wouldn't do that.
Genetics.
And
that's genetics.
Genetics plays a part, but by and
maybe
large.
Maybe it was because he's an engineer, because I don't remember any heavy engineers.
That's not true. That is so not true, Rob Spiewak.
Selective memory, maybe. I don't know.
Plenty.
I'm forgetful in my old age.
By the way, I'm going through multiple radio stations now. So, but the thing about the whole weight deal is that I'll hold my wife up to as an example.
She works
that
hard.
She does.
She works her butt off, and I mean works her butt off. And she loves food, but it's constant work for her. And I don't think she has the genetic component. I think she's got to work. And I think, would you say, I don't know, would it be safe to say that the majority of people probably have to work their asses off to maintain.
Anyone that I know is in fantastic shape works their ass off.
They deprive themselves.
And they deprive themselves.
They totally deprive themselves. And it is a terrible addiction.
Brought back half the sub after she took half of it. She brought half of the sub.
So a quarter.
She brought back half of the half. She ate half. So she ate 3 inches of sandwich.
Yes. And I said,
I call 3 inches of sandwich? A bite.
Yeah. You're right.
That's what I know. I'm right, Rob. You don't have to confirm it. I know I'm right. Thank you. Thank you very much. It sucks. Sometimes it's at night last night when I got done with the pretzels and the Kirkland stuff, I felt like I didn't feel like ridiculously bad, but I felt like, well, there you go. You had to have that. You didn't need it. You were sitting there. You were watching your highwaymen. You could have just been gone off to dreamland. Mm-hmm. No problem. But I will say I slept like a baby after that, those pretzels and stuff like that. But it sucks. It does suck sometimes to be a fat guy. It really, really does. Because you know what? It's not keeping me from playing the sport I love. We've determined that. I can be a tub of goo and be out there and get it done. And you say, well, don't you think you'd play better if you let... No, I don't think so. I beat too many people that are skinny, a-hole. Thank you very much. But I'd like to be, I'd like to be more comfortable. And the only times that it matters, really, the only real times it matters, going out somewhere where you want to look good, because you realize that that's a challenge, because you're looking at your closet and you're going, no. These pants. All right. Fantastic. Let me put them on. S. Oh, we have a live show coming up. Better stop eating. Duh. Same f-ing cycle year after year after year. It sucks. It sucks. And then I get a picture from behind of Rob and I walking across the street. And it seriously looks like two RVs going across the street in jackets where we think we look good and we don't. Okay. You can't put a big jacket on a tub of crap and make it look good.
At least we're trying.
You know what I'm doing right now? I'm trying to give myself a pep talk.
Yes,
I'm trying
to give myself
legitimate pep talk for when I get up north to Maine and there's literally nothing to do except smell pine and eat chips. I'm gonna maybe that's when it happens, because everybody up there, all the friggin' praying mantises up there are just, especially
walking,
the guys.
They're biking. Yeah, the guy. Yeah.
Oh, the guys. So it's like,
they're jogging.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to go out for a sail and pull the ropes and show my skinny little arms and play tennis. this is Sam over here. Sam's 130 years old and he still climbs Mount Everest. Yeah, yeah. F*** you!
Oh, Sam.
Sorry.
Lots you know of what I have? I have?
It's really raw me coming through.
I have a friend who's in fantastic shape. He actually lives in Arizona. He says that he and his brothers and his father, all very successful. They hike rim to rim Grand Canyon, the Grand Canyon rim to rim every year.
What did you say? What did you say with your tipping?
Quite a job.
Quite a job. Most insincere response in your entire week of broadcast right there. Quite a job. Why would they? You know what he's thinking inside? Rob's going, why would they bother to do that? There's no food there. Anyway.
There's certainly not concessions.
Hey, right. They rent donkeys. That's it.
Yeah, that's what you do. You see that donkey going down the Grand Canyon slope going, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Then they call the animal services.
So they hike. And I finally get a chance this past trip to Arizona.
In Maine, too. They're big hikers.
I meet his father, and I'm like, you look like maybe 5 years older than your son. It's because you're hiking rim to rim just on a family outing, because that's what you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
I think hiking might be in my future, like starting small and ending up with that, because hiking is the ball buster. And you know what with hiking? You are seeing different, wonderful, beautiful sights.
Yes.
And that's all they do up there. They hike. They hike and eat seeds. No, they have big meals. They have big meals. By the way, there's one family member who will go nameless.
Yes.
Who always says, would you like another burger? He eats so much. He eats anything he wants. He has like no waste. And it's just like, he's eating. Makes a big production that he's eating. It's like, but kiss my ass. Kiss my Irish ass. All right, skinny boy. Anyway, he knows who he is, too. One of my favorites. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun. And these guys know me well enough where they might know who I'm talking about. Yeah. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike Obetta Show, everybody.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Hello, you have reached the Tel Aviv Postal Service. If you'd like to buy some stamps, you want to buy some stamps, we got some nice stamps, nice, real nice stamps. We've got stamps, they'll melt right in your mouth when you lick them. They're fantastic stamps. By the way, if you send any expensive equipment over here, you will have to pay the surcharge to get it released. So what you want to do is, pay that really quickly, or your person that's going to do the podcast won't get a chance to do it.
I wonder what number I have to hit to get. I want to buy some George Siegel stamps.
Buy some George Siegel. And right now, we are offering for a limited time a commemorative Henny Youngman stamp.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week,
post office in Israel,
always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're talking about getting fit and what you have to do. Getting fit and staying healthy, always easier said than done. You know that, right? Well, right. Open Fit is bringing you something new. I talked about my wife and what she does, and Oscar does it well. Makes it even easier to never miss a sweat session. Lose the commute to the gym and let the workouts come to you. OpenFit classes are led by some of the most effective and engaging trainers in the world. These trainers know how to get you results quick. View it and do it on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, all of them.
Everything.
You don't need to list them.
You got it.
Okay, you know what we're talking about. Lose up to 15 pounds just in the first 30 days. Flatten your abs, shape your body, and look and feel great. OpenFit has changed the way Oscar works out.
Yes.
With the code TMOS, you can join him on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use the code TMOS and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier life. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-Day Challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text TMOS to 303030. You'll get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free. Again, just text TMOS to 303030, and we thank you. Okay, it's time to talk about it. The big night is two nights away.
Yes, Sunday night.
Very exciting. Sunday night, our boy Rob Spiewak. Rob was telling me that they've got some restrictions.
Yes, this is true.
At the Wax Museum, they're starting. They're getting all...
legal
museum on us right
yes.
now.
Legal.
You they can't said, take video in there?
Well, we're in talks about that. They said no video, just audio. And I said, well, this is a great opportunity for us to promote your attraction as well. And we have a tremendous following. And right. Video would be a wonderful aspect to that. We can get by without
That's
it. I
video.
Know that. But I think it would be nice. I would think a brief Facebook Live might be fun that night.
Yes.
Yes.
So, why not?
So that's gearing up. And so.
So what have you, got a message, an email. Where did you find out? That video was, and by the way, we'll be able to do audio though, no matter what. Right?
Yeah, unlimited audio.
Right, okay,
so I was contacted by the PR hacks for Madame Tussauds from New York.
Hacks?
Well, you know, they're not the good people we dealt with down in DC.
No, as a matter of fact, did you say? I think Maddie told me that Teresa, the manager, the general manager at Madame Tussauds, or as they call it online, Mike, MTDC, the general manager of MTDC, actually clicked like on our IGTV.
Yeah, she commented. She really liked it.
That's really cool.
Look at that, Mike. Making strides.
Well, that's exciting. By the way, we have the PR director for Madame Tussauds from New York that's on the line right now.
Really?
Do you want to take that
call,
please, Rob?
Yes. Please, please. Go, hello, this is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh!
Sorry.
That was so funny.
Why was the lever turned up? Why the hell was the button?
PR director Paul Christine.
Paul Christine. There you go. That's exciting right there. So you don't know. What did it say? What did they say? Just tell me. Because you're dancing around this.
No, they said.
Because you are dancing. You're doing a Rob here. Oh. So there's probably not going to be any video, right?
They said, we want to confirm that you're recording audio only. And I said, no, I can't confirm that. And I shot back.
You won't confirm that.
I shot back. I said, I think video would be a wonderful addition to this, and I'm hoping to hear back from
him
this morning.
So you had a conversation.
I had an email exchange with him.
Oh, an email.
Also, yeah. Mike,
so I'll follow up today.
The way that we were playing this is we would rather ask for forgiveness than get into too much minutia of, there's a gray area we're still working in right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Still a gray area.
And nothing's going to keep you out of the museum.
No, we will have
the audio there, which will be just as fun. But curious about that.
Let me tell you, Rob.
Yes,
we've been down this road before with other clients.
Mm-hmm.
The best play at this point would be, look, why don't we do this? We'll share the footage that before we actually air it, barring anything that's produced.
One step ahead of you.
So we get to see. Yeah. We're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So where does it stand right now?
Where it stands right now, I will contact the guy today and find out if he's okay with the counteroffer. And if he's not, I will offer the fact. I said you can approve.
Did you already give him the counteroffer?
Not yet, because maybe he would have just said without offering.
He's
him
not
the
giving
counteroffer.
The milk away.
Yeah, not giving the milk away yet.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like your heads up.
But you can still record the segment for the show on Monday.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
And pictures for days. I mean, they give you a person to take pictures of you. So you can have pictures all around the
museum.
Have
you gotten any more detail as far as the sleeping array? You will have what, a cot?
There are
queen,
four.
A king.
I hadn't thought about that. What type of cot will you
I do. Have? I have the details. There are four twin beds in the main hall. Judging from the picture, it's a very small thumbnail that I got when I got my booking confirmation. Yes. It looks to be like they're spread out almost like if the main hall is round and you think of it as a clock, we'll be at 10, 2, 4, and maybe 8.
Yes.
You know, there's sort of a spoke type the layout.
Yes.
And then we'll all be there. And as our merry crew, as you know, will be myself, it'll be Pony, it'll be Rob Ford, and it'll be intern Johnny.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Also, Mike, may I make a request? This is really, you know, your baby, but I'd like to make one request.
Yeah.
When you arrive, without even talking to them, and as you are putting down your bags.
Yes. And I'm bringing, Mike, steamer trunks. Lots of luggage.
line the team up like you're a battalion, right? Everybody line up in front and then break out.
Sounds good.
And then break out and start putting all the beds together and tell them we'd like to sleep together.
Well, the bottom line, this was all born out of the fact.
We were actually looking to sleep together on one big bed.
Exactly.
This was all born out of the fact that Rob is terrified.
Yeah. Yes.
Of wax
so
music.
He's using human bodies to shield him. He'll sleep in the middle, and the rest of the guys around him.
They will form a triangle of trust.
Yes.
And I will lay in the middle. I'm hoping that I
by
come
the way,
out of this.
Do you think it's reasonable with this endeavor, based on Rob being the scary here, that we anoint Rofo as the team leader to arrange the evening?
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's fine.
Because Rob tends to. You know, dip everything in vanilla ice cream. You understand what I'm saying, right? I mean, really, let's be realistic about it. It's like, it's okay. We are.
Now, Rob is the talent. Rofo could be the production manager.
That's what I'm.
Yeah. Showrunner.
Yeah. Showrunner.
And I think, would it be safe saying that Rofo's got a nakedly cruel streak in him as well?
Rofo knows what's funny.
Yeah. It's funny. It would be interesting because, I mean.
To benefit with my eventual death.
Yes.
Well, you would never, you know, you're being silly and you're doing shtick, but I'm just curious about, I think that to overcome your fear, you just being in a room with four beds, that's not going to be a problem. You're going to be able to talk and
they
got to
walk around.
There.
They got
to
walk around.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're going to walk around. We'll see all the things.
But I'm talking about when it's time for sleepy time.
Oh, yeah. You know,
Oscar's
underwear.
Talking about putting the beds together. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking the opposite. To cure you of your fear.
Oh, to him alone, the rest of the guys together.
I think you should be isolated.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, when you get in there, can you put the beds anywhere?
That I don't know. I would have to ask the coordinator.
This is such a... Because if you can put the beds anywhere, I would imagine there's probably one area
of the museum
that's scarier. And when we get... That's all I have.
Okay.
That when you get in there, and Rofo's not going to be the team leader because you're going to arrange the broadcast, but I think that Rofo... should coordinate where Rob is going to sleep.
Yeah. All right, I'll be near the scariest things.
And I also think that, and you're going to like this one.
Mm-hmm.
I think in order to get through this evening, which may be a bit problematic for you, when you go to the Hard Rock,
yes,
you know, on the show, are we paying for the dinner?
Yes,
I think
we
should pay for the dinner.
Of course,
drink as much as you want,
Mike. Yes. You didn't need to say it, and actually,
drink as much as you want. Absolutely.
Do you know who's paying for dinner?
The drunker you are, the better. Yeah,
MTDC is paying for dinner. Turns out it's included. With
is
the
that
deal.
The Madame Tussauds?
Madame Tussauds, District of Columbia. MTDC.
Look at this.
MTDC. Drink as much as you want, and you know, and feel it. Let your emotions go.
Yeah.
Don't be
hit
safe.
Hit on women.
Do something. Go against
hit
what
on
you,
women.
You,
what wax
oh,
women?
I'm sorry.
Just you know, don't be safe. Let your emotions go. If you want to cry, cry.
Yeah, yes, cry. I shall.
Let us know. I would love to see some sort of.
If you want to cry,
hear some audio.
Cry.
or right. hear or see some video of just like a light shown above your head and you saying it's 3:30 a.m.
Right.
And I don't know if she's staring at me or I'm right. staring at her.
That's right.
Yeah.
The eyes follow you.
Little Blair Witch action.
Eyes follow you. Yeah. Yeah.
Just to have a word with Rofo before.
I will.
Like,
yes. Yes.
You can you handle that?
Yeah.
Oscar?
Yeah. I'll tell him to get the gerbils ready.
You know what?
What? Likes. Wax gerbils?
Oh, it's a different wonderful. Conversation.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, and so it's bats and wax museums. Are there bats any and other wax. That you want to include?
Will you bring wax to fight
fear?
Wax?
I don't. Yes, totally hairless. You know, it's funny because
of
the
double
wax.
Bag filled with candles. By the way, it's not really wax, right? It's
no,
it's
I think
like
it is
polymer.
Actually, I think it is a variant on wax. It is
that's coated with mm-hmm. something to keep yeah. it from melting.
Exactly. I don't know. Just like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Which
I'm all, you
ruined
know what? I'm totally jacked for Monday. I can't wait to hear about this. This is going to be.
You know what's
going to
be great is that we check out at 8 a.m. from right. MTG.
So they come straight here.
So we'll come straight here. And I guarantee you, we are going to be punchy as hell. Because it's
well,
going
you know
to
what?
Be-
you can't shower. So if you're coming straight from the wax museum, there's no really need to get into your street clothes.
No. Just wear what you want.
Yes, there is, Mike. Just, there's plenty of need. You can't just put me in pajamas on the show. Come now.
Come on, please. It would be really
come
fun.
On.
It would be if you
come
just
on.
Came from, like, you and Rofo and everybody. Came
I have to walk wear. To a parking garage from the museum. I'm not going to wear silk pajamas in the street.
It's so close.
However,
know.
Silk.
If you're good,
it might be.
I want you to raise your hands up and say, I'm tired and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Camera yeah. two, take Howard. Yes. If you're good, maybe
Howard
I'll do a change for you here. But I'm not going to make the trip. No. We'll see.
No. Yeah.
All right. It should be. You're doing enough yes. right now. And I look forward to hearing the results. Anything else that you want to add before we go to break here?
Yes, double that drink, please. That's
okay,
all.
Thank you. Should be fun.
Yes.
Hey, if anything, if there's no material that comes out of it, Rob and Rofo drunk, plenty of and Johnny. And by the way, keep him in line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I know.
Keep him in line. Don't let him F up the broadcast.
Well, he might not be of drinking age, but it doesn't mean he has to drink. He can be around people who drink.
Yeah. Well, you let him know that he's back to his dorm at GW if he gets out of line. All right? Tell me that.
And I hope he remembers his sleeping donut.
Oh, yeah. For his butt.
So it's you, Rofo, Pony, and
intern Johnny.
Intern Johnny.
And by the way, I found out yesterday, he's a Johnny without an H.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
J-O-N-N-Y.
I'm not sure I like that.
All right. So, but I know what you're having for dinner at the museum. Sausage.
Ah!
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, speaking of which.
Ooh.
Every single hour, a Mike O'Mara Show intern goes to bed hungry. Tired, neglected, and worst of all, unpaid. Every time you subscribe to the Mike O'Mara bonus show, one of these interns has the chance to get a paycheck, to pay their rent, to survive. Will you be an angel for a poor, helpless TMOS intern like me? Get the bonus show today, and for just pennies, you can save a TMOS intern.
Johnny, are you still talking? Don't you realize being here is payment enough? And where is Oscar's bagel? Jesus.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Hims. Here's a fact. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35, and by the time you notice, it's too late.
It's too late, baby, now
it's too late.
The solution for Hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. ForHims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are real prescriptions. They are backed by science. No nonsense. None of that pesky nonsense you don't like.
I hate nonsense. Oscar, you?
Hate nonsense.
Hate it.
Just answer a few questions. The doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's that easy. If you hate doctor's offices, you'll love 4hims.com. Remember, it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's 4hims, FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS. And now, without further ado, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Wax Museum.
Oscar's Take, a review and comment of the news, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Mr. Oscar Santana do not in any way reflect the views of the American people the listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show, right-thinking citizens all over the world, or anybody by the from the country of Bolivia. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Oscar's take.
Woo! Oscar's take! Woo!
Woo! Oscar, Jeff Bezos and his wife, Mackenzie. By the way, to Beto O'Rourke and Jeff Bezos, may we all collectively pronounce the E as an E?
So Bezos.
Can we say Jeff Bezos and Beto O'Rourke?
Mm-hmm. And Betamax Video Cohort.
Vote for Beto.
Yes, Betamax.
Betamax.
Yes. You beat your life. Jeff Bezos and his wife, Mackenzie, or ex-wife, Mackenzie, have finalized their divorce. And yeah, she did all right. Yeah, she did okay. I think she'll be all right. I mean, he makes so much money. I wish she could do better. She's going to walk away with $36 billion. That's out of an estimated $149 billion fortune. She'll get by. In fact, she's now one of the richest women in the world. In return for the cash, Jeff is keeping the cat. No, I'm sorry. He is keeping most of their stake in Amazon, plus all of the Washington Post and the aerospace company Blue Origin, which Jeff founded in 2000. Sounds like there are no hard feelings. Jeff tweeted, quote, "I am very much looking forward to our new relationship as friends and co-parents. Mackenzie has been an extraordinary partner, ally, and mother." Mackenzie said, quote, "Grateful for the past as I look forward to what comes next." Oscar, yeah, I welcome
do you know
you
how long they
this.
Were married? I'm just curious before you throw it to Oscar.
I have no idea.
Okay, sorry.
27 years.
Okay, all right.
Maybe more than that. Mm. Look, this story struck me as the first time in the recent history for us that you don't have a salacious, dramatic, a gross representation of what is greed in our world. You say, well, yeah, of course it's easy to say, Oscar, when it's $36 billion. She was entitled to $60 to $80 billion estimated by law that would go to her. For her to walk away with $36 billion, give him 75% control of Amazon, relinquish her any stake she had in Blue Origin, which is the space company, and then Washington Post, that, my friends, is a good egg.
You're giving this as a shout out to Mackenzie.
Most people would take everything, especially after the picks.
All right.
So know this, Bezos dodged a bullet, but he married a civil, like a nice person, because they did this quickly and they're moving on.
His loss, right?
Nah. I've seen the girl he's with.
I didn't know you go there. Thank you very much.
Mike, can I throw in a quick statistic before we move on?
Go right ahead.
I rounded up and said they were married 28 years.
Yeah.
Let's say they're married 28 years. She got paid $3.5 million a day to be married to him, or $2,446.18 a minute. I hope she's okay.
They started the company together, though.
Yeah,
he needed her support. Mm-hmm. So
that's right. She was there at the beginning. Oscar Sunday is National Beer Day.
Yay!
According to a new survey, about 2/3 of people who drink beer have 1 to 4 of them a week.
Mm.
But about 5% put down an average of more than 3 beers a day. I'm not in that category. I don't know what category you're in. You like a good cold beer once in a while, but you pretty much like your Jack and Diets when you're out there really pounding. What say you to the beer drinkers of America?
I think craft beers are still my go-to if I'm going to be out and about and I want a beer. Yes, you mentioned the liquor and how when I really want to rage, I go to Jack and Diets. I think that's just because I didn't have the chance to really evolve my palate into craft beers.
Your beer that you made with your other radio partner? What was that called?
We had a different incarnations. So
what was the best? What was the one you liked the best?
You know, I love the Fairwinds Kölsch is my go-to as far as a brew you can get now.
What's it called? Fairwinds Kölsch?
Yeah, the Kölsch right now that Fairwinds makes has year-round.
And Kölsch is a lighter alcoholic beer, right?
Yes. It's a crispier feeling. It's just my go-to as far as a local brewery is concerned.
In Germany, Mike, they call Kölsch a lunchtime beer because it's not as heavy with alcohol.
Lunchtime beer.
But as far as the brewing industry, you know, people are now saying that they've plateaued as far as local craft breweries. I still see people all the time drinking these beers. I don't think they're going anywhere.
When I get up to Maine, that's probably what I'll be drinking.
They're not going anywhere.
Smiling Irish bastard.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
All right.
What? Excuse me? What was that?
Because the Budweiser music was playing, I had to switch my iPad. Sorry. Oh, right. Oscar's take.
Thank you.
Did you just stroke out?
Yes, Oscar, I had a stroke.
Okay.
A study, collect your bets, you asshole.
Oh my God. A study finally proves cats can recognize their own name and probably other words, too. So when you call them and they don't come over, it's not because they don't understand you. They're choosing to ignore you. Yeah. That's the latest on cats. And I know you're a dog person.
Yes, and I had a cat for 9 days. Remember this, Mike.
Oh, that's right.
Nine-day cat.
An evil cat.
Khaleesi?
Khaleesi. She stared at me while I took a shower. She scratched
my... Wasn't that the feral cat that you had the house for?
No, that was... Oh, no. No, I missed that cat.
Winston?
Okay. Winston, we built the cat condo on a roof.
Right. So. Is it still there, by the way?
No, Winston... stopped coming over once the neighbor patched the hole in their deck. So we condemned the cat condo and it is gone.
I thought you were going to sublet it to a raccoon.
Cat condo.
We're so dumb. Our neighbors hate us. Cats in general are bitchy. And I would say that Garfield and Heathcliff give you a good representation. Whoever wrote those cartoons tell you, they're snooty. Some are social cats. If you get a social cat that wants to cuddle and hang out with you, that's awesome. That's why people are like, my cat is like a dog.
Yeah.
Because dogs are better than cats.
True.
Right.
And my wife, who is a cat lover, did not want anything to do with the dog when we actually were looking for a possible pet. She said, what about two cats? Maybe one wasn't enough. I said, Shannon, you've never had a dog before. The joy that a dog brings you is completely different than a cat.
Is she on board now?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
You know, I woke up last night. Santos is essentially laying on Shannon, and Shannon has her hand on Santos like she's going to scratch him, but they're both fast asleep.
Oh, that's sweet.
You know what I mean?
I like that. That's nice.
Cats don't do that. Cats try to claw your eyes out and steal your breath in the middle of the night.
And there are too many pictures on Facebook. Knock it off. You're listening to Oscar's Take. Here is a viral video challenge that's not going to get any more views from most of us. The newest thing people are doing on social media is called the Car Alarm Challenge, where you do your best imitation of a car alarm. Do you have this?
I have some audio of it. Yeah, if you'd like.
Can we imitate them before we hear them?
Yeah.
Well, I don't care to. Some people's videos are surprisingly good, but it's successfully imitating one of the most hated sounds in the world. Is that really an achievement? Do we have?
Yeah, these are some young examples? Ladies that are doing the car alarm challenge.
Pretty damn good.
British lady, probably.
Oh, God. All right, stop.
Okay, that's enough.
Can I try it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you very much. You're not doing it right.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, Oscar, a new consent condom is a hands-on experience that requires two to tango. Tulipan. It's a T-U-L-I-P-A... What's the thing on the umlaut or whatever?
Is it going up or going down?
It's like an apostrophe over the A.
That's an accent aigu.
Oh,
an
accent.
What?
Accent aigu, yes.
Tulipan, an Argentinian sex toy company, has created a new condom that requires four hands to open, ensuring that both parties are equally involved in the decision to have sex. How it works? All four corners of the packaging must be pressed at the same time to open it. These origami-style contraceptives containers read, if it's not a yes, it's a no. What's your take on that, Oscar? Hey.
This sucks. What if you, start... It's hard enough to get a condom wrapper opened in the middle of, some sort of passion.
Right.
Because they don't make it easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that's a pony, a condom is something you use when you're about to have sex.
On your nose? Because of your nose.
Just to give you those pesky things. Come on.
I remember... God, even as the 5 years ago,
right?
Ripping one open, and we're like, oh, I got to get out. If you drop it, it's ruined. You got to get a new one.
Yes.
If you have oils on your hand, it's ruined. You got to get a new one, right?
Yeah. Love oils.
With four people,
wax or food or anything.
With four people involved.
Four hands.
With four hands. With four. No, I guess I'm sorry.
Hey.
With four.
I'm listening.
With four points of entry.
Everybody take a corner.
Can you,
Sally?
What are the odds of you opening one side and not getting... I mean, you will have a conversation. That's going to ruin the moment.
The spontaneity.
It's going to ruin the moment. It's going to ruin the moment.
That's Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen.
By the way,
thank you.
Just quick tidbit. You probably don't need to know this. My wife said, you know, when I first met you, like, you could take my bra off with, like, no problem. It took me, like, 3 minutes to figure out what was going on with her bra, like, 2 weeks ago. And I said... She goes, what happened? I was like, I guess we don't do this enough because things changed on bras.
Well, it changed, it happened in my house too. Carrie changed the combination.
Can you turn the music? Can you turn the music down for a second? Yeah. Just thinking about Shannon's bra for a second.
Oh, yeah. Picture it if you can.
I think they have a new system because I used to be able to bah with my hand, like, no problem. Like, I was badge of honor.
No new system, just early onset arthritis. That's all it is. Thank you. We'll take a break and come back with the last audio vault of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Rob and Joe here. Joe, big year for you. You are getting married.
That's right. Love of my life.
You need some advice?
I may, but from you?
Look, hear me out. All you got to do is never stop dating her. Love her, give her attention, never take her for granted. And remember, she's the best thing in your life, and always work hard for her.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work. I'm not doing all that.
Yeah, you're right. Just fake your death, start a new life. Rob and Joe Show, a new episode every single week, robandjoeshow.com.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. I believe it was Doug Tracht who famously said, "It's Friday. It's Friday. It's golly gee, oh my." Did he do it?
Yeah,
how did
course,
he
yeah.
do it? Because I don't remember.
It's Friday.
It's golly gee, oh my day. We'll relax, hallelujah, and take off our slacks, hallelujah. Yeah, fun. But what if you haven't any slacks?
Oh,
no.
No sweat. Just go and buy some trousers at the TMOS Shopping Center, because anything you could ever need is waiting there. This is internet shopping at its finest, which just happens to be the topic of this announcement. Isn't that right, singing Jim Neighbors?
Right, thy old Kentucky home.
The late singing Jim Neighbors.
The TMOS Shopping Center is on our website, gives you unfettered access to Walmart, Target, and Macy's. Not only do you get all the stuff you love, but you're helping us. We love it. It costs you nothing. Grab your charge card and buy slacks, trousers, jeans, khakis, knickers, corduroy shorts, activewear, culottes. Culottes.
Culottes.
Yeah, you need them.
My mother wore those. Straight legs, flares, bell bottoms. You name it. If it covers your balls, you can buy it at the TMOS Shopping Center. Hallelujah! Let's open up the audio vault for today. Friday, April 5th, 2019. Take it away, Rob.
Do you want to start with stupidity or fear?
Fear.
All
I
right.
like fear early in the audio vault.
Fear!
It happens about every 20 years, but your GPS could go squirrely tomorrow. It could be absolutely... out of
what
its
are they
mind.
Trying to scare us with them? I'm surprised I didn't see this on the local news.
This happens tomorrow, Saturday. This could happen to you.
If you're not prepared or have an older GPS device, expect a major headache. It's the GPS version of Y2K.
It is legitimate to be concerned.
Professor Brad Parkinson of Stanford is a retired U.S. Air Force colonel. He's best known as the lead architect and developer of GPS.
GPS affects everything we do. It affects banking, cell towers, airplanes. Planes, ships, passengers in cars.
We're completely.
Hey, hold on. Stop him
GPS.
For just a second. I think Brad Parkinson is just trying to shake us up. Go ahead. Please continue.
Dana Goward is an expert. He says GPS works by sending out timing signals.
Essentially, all of the GPS satellites are just very, very, very precise clocks.
In that signal, a timestamp.
They start counting at one.
Because the code is 10 digits.
Listen to the reporter.
Your device can only store so much before the counter rolls over and resets to zero.
It turns out it happens roughly every 20 years.
This rollover happened once before in 1999 with few problems. But this time, it's different. So many more people and businesses use GPS.
20 years ago, you did not have a GPS in your cell phone.
A rollover could throw off time, disrupt critical systems, not to mention your GPS could act bizarre.
Could
if you're off. Driving your car and it were to suddenly say that you're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, be suspicious.
Duh!
We are so stupid.
We are.
I know. We are.
You imagine.
And by the way, we are completely geographically illiterate, too.
Oh, I know.
But I also think about my mother, who I will see this Sunday evening. She's going to tell me that la mujer en el carro no puede decirme dónde va a ir, which means the lady in the car doesn't know where she's going. My mom's got a GPS system, like a little she's got one built in her car, but she doesn't want to learn how to use that one.
Right.
She's got the Garmin Adobe.
She has the Garmin Adobe.
It's the little map system that's made out of clay.
But it's 10 years old, and she won't let it go. Like, some of the maps are not updated on it.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine? Oh, this is the system that's going to crash.
Oh, my God. These are the old ones that are going to do it. You know what I think when I hear it? I think about being on a boat in the fog.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Where am I?
Mike, use the stars.
Stars, yes.
Triangular. I want you to know, before I play this tape, the baseball coach has been put on administrative leave.
Oh, here we go.
The field was wet, and he didn't want
to. Is this a manager or a third or first base coach?
This is the actual overall coach of the team at a high school. This is the baseball coach at high school.
Is it a manager? Because in baseball, you call the guy the head of the team is the manager, not the coach. Yes.
Okay, then it's the manager. Yes. I'm sorry, I come from a broken home.
I know. Jesus. All right. So the manager of a baseball team has been put on administrative leave.
Let me see if I can manage to get the rest of this right. He didn't want the field to be wet, and he saw something on the YouTube that he thought might work. He poured gasoline on the field and lit it on fire. Now, we don't have footage of that,
right?
But we do have footage of a lady at the school administration talking about their concerns. And remember, if you're in Utah and you set the field on fire, administrative leave, okay?
Wow.
We're not concerned about the people who were there or anything like that, but we are concerned about the product in the soil, you know, contaminating the soil and possibly penetrating further down.
There was another test done on Monday to see just how far spread the contamination is and where we need to start removing the dirt.
Okay, so he lit a gasoline-fueled fire.
Such a total idiot, though. Such a total jock idiot. And he lit it on fire?
Fire! And then he's put on leave. He's not reprimanded. He's put on leave. And their concern
put
is,
on leave.
We don't want to hurt the groundwater. We don't
you can't just pour a ton of gasoline on a baseball field and expect nothing to happen.
Spill is what it is. What an idiot. I just think it sounds like,
burns off.
We close, Mike, as we began our day with the Political Persuasions podcast. Let us close with the political tape. The leader of our nation, President Trump, was talking about origins.
Ooh, blue origin?
He was talking about the origins of a certain story that was hanging heavy, have to do with the Mueller report.
Ah.
But he was having trouble with the word origin. Let's close with this.
It's totally finished. No collusion, no obstruction. I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges of the investigation, the beginnings of that investigation, where it started, how it started, who started it. The Mueller report, I wish, covered the oranges, how it started.
The most powerful man in the free world.
This is like the movie Idiocracy.
It is.
Oranges, poranges, who cares?
But at the end of the press conference, he poured gasoline on the podium and set it on fire. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you at MTDS.
Have fun at the Wax Museum. We have a huge, huge, huge show on Monday. We will be joined by mega author James Patterson.
Oh, yeah.
He has sold more books than any author in the United States. He will be joining us on the Mike O'Mara Show, and we will have a complete and total wrap-up of Rob Spiewak and his night at the museum as he spends a horrific night at Madame Tussauds here in Washington, D.C., realizing his worst fear, wax dummies or mannequins or
dummies.
Whatever they call them. Figures. Thank you. Have a great weekend, everybody. Get the bonus show. Call us on the Yak Shack anytime you want. 888-920-6673. We'll take more calls next week and send us your cities and all that good stuff. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying have a great weekend. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I believe in the sweet spot, softcore pornography, opening your presents Christmas morning rather than Christmas Eve, and I believe in long, slow, deep, soft, wet kisses that last 3 days.
You look like a blueberry.
You ever hang around the gymnasium?
Give me